أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. تسنريتك من الله تبارك وتعالى وأخذيل ديس آيات الإسلام ميم المفلحون الفايف آيات إن الله تعالى آية الكرسي تل الركوع and then this آيات شهد الله in the next آيات and the آيات قل اللهم مالك الملك and the آيات thereafter they complained to Allah تعالى and said, oh Allah, are you going to send us down to those people who are so disobedient to your commands and who are so great sinners? Allah Ta'ala took qasam by His greatness and said, whoever will read you, that is this four sets of ayats after Farz Namaz, then four promises Allah makes for those people. The one is 70 times a day I will look with mercy towards them. That is 70 times a day is for abundance. The whole day Allah will look with mercy towards those people. The second is, I will give them a place in Jannatul Firdaus and the highest place, Hadiratul Quds. I will give them a place there. And the third is that I will save them from all types of illnesses, worries. It is narrated in one narration that from 99 diseases and problems Allah will save a person, the lowest of which is depression and worry. And in another narration, the lowest of which is poverty, that a person has suffers poverty. Allah will save from that. And the fourth is that I will save him from his enemies, and in fact I will give him the upper hand over his enemies. So we should try and read these four sets of ayat, that is Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun. And then the Ayatul Kursi till the Ruku. And then these ayat Shahid Allah and the ayat thereafter in Nadina and the light Islam. And Qulillahumma Malik al Mulk and the ayat thereafter. This ayat, the beginning of the Surah Ali Imran, and the starting of it was also with the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. Alif Lam Mim, Allahu La Ilaha Illa Huwa Al-Hayyul Qayyum. And the starting of this, the first 83 ayat are specifically directed to the Christian group of Najran that came and debate about Aqidah beliefs. They believed in Trinity, they believed that Isa alayhi salam is God, is the Son of God, that Maryam alayhi salam is part of the Trinity, etc. So Allah Ta'ala proved right all along the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And now in the middle, and this is the great beauty of the Quran Sharif, the composition matter also is the highest that is in the Quran Sharif. Allah mentions again the Tawheed of Allah, and that is the basic thing for which Allah has created the world, the Tawheed of Allah. And a person will get salvation and enter Jannah depending on the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. At that juncture also, we should just not take it for granted that we are all the reciters of La Ilaha Illallah, which is Tawheed. But is Tawheed in our lives? Or do we think our jobs, our shops give us our rosy? In that case, we are nullifying Tawheed. If we have got the conviction that medicine, doctors, hospitals give us shifa, we can use it. But if we have that conviction that they give shifa, then that is shirk with Allah Ta'ala. So Tawheed, a person must be very deeply concerned. Jannat becomes wajib, compulsory on a person who has got Tawheed. And this is such a subject matter. Allah says, Shahid Allah, Allah ne gawahi di. Allah Himself has given evidence. Annahu la ilaha illahu. Ke kisi ki bandagi nahi uske siwa. There is nobody to be worshipped, nobody to be believed in that he does any or everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah alone is that great being and power who is in whose control is everything and who does everything. We must not attribute any of the qualities to Allah, of Allah Ta'ala, to any of His creation. And this evidence Allah has given in all the kitabs of before also. Everywhere Allah Himself has declared, and Allah is giving evidence that Allah is one and only. That there is no other being, no other God, no other power besides Allah Ta'ala. Wal malaikatu, or farishtone, and the malaika, the angels, the farishta, they also give this evidence of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. All the praises they sing of Allah Ta'ala, all the tasbih they read, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, all this is full embodiment of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. وَأُولُ الْعِلْمِ or ilm walone bhi, and people of knowledge also, the ulama, always have expressed the oneness of Allah Ta'ala by proofs which are aqliya, which are according to the brain's logic. How a person thinks, and naqliya, that which has been narrated from Quran, Hadith, other various sources, they've always proved the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And all this qa'imam bil-qist, wahi hakim insaf ka hai, that all this is that Allah has established every matter with adl, justice, and insaf, fairness. In all matters of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is 100% just and is 100% fair. And whatever Allah does in His creation, it belongs to Him. And the owner has the right to do whatever he wants to with what he possesses. And if he does something in somebody else's possession, that can be termed as zulm, oppression. But what you do in your own matters, in your own thing, you have the right to do what you want to. So how Allah will deal with his servants, who He wants to, He will put in Jannah. And who He wants to, He will put in Jahannam. It is His choice. There is 100% fairness, absolute justice and fairness. Because it is His creation. And He can do with His creation as He pleases. For those who have Hidayat and who will enter Jannah, there is nothing they can do but shukr to Allah. It's not their achievement at all. It was the favor of Allah Ta'ala. And who are on the way to Jahannam, what they can do is turn, make repent, make tawbah, and turn to Allah Ta'ala. So all this whole matter, the whole system of the universe is all based on adl, on justice, and on fairness and insaf. La ilaha illahu. The final message is that there is no one else besides Allah, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Very fortunate will be that person who repeats this kalima 100 times a day. It is very little that is asked for, but by the barakat of it, tawheed will sink into that person. So we should read our kalima la ilaha illallah every day, minimum 100 times. And even without thinking, it will benefit. But that benefit will be nothing compared to if we do it with concentration and we think of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that is the real benefit that we will get. And why will it not be so when Allah Ta'ala alone is Al-Aziz, is the most powerful. Al-Ghalibu ala kulli shay, wa la yaghlibuhu shay'un. Allah is overpowers everyone and everything. And everyone and everything together cannot overpower Allah. They cannot even come anywhere near Allah. That is Allah. We have to believe in Allah as He is. We are just mere humble, not even one dot, one speck. For us, it is just to surrender to Allah Ta'ala. And to continuously make shukr for His favors and continuously ask Him forgiveness for all the wrong that we are involved in. Al-Hakim, Hikmat Wala. And Allah Ta'ala is that being that has got Sarapa Hikmat. Only wisdom. And Al-Hakim is He, Alladhi la yakhlu ayyu shay'in anil hikmah. That the Hakim, wise is that person, that none of his acts are void of wisdom. Nothing is done abas as a waste, as just for in tomfoolery, wasting of time. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does is done with full wisdom. Whether we understand it or not, we see somebody in difficulty and hardship, somebody in the hospital, somebody in pain, all that is the wisdom of Allah. Our brains cannot fathom the reality of it, but everything is in the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. And He is the most wise and He is the most powerful. So there is this ayat and the ayat after it also, and those four sets of ayat we should try and read regularly after our Faraz namaz. Those namazes that have got Sunnat Muakkada after them, that is Zuhr, Maghrib and Isha, we should read it after the Sunnat Muakkada. And Fajr and Asr, they don't have Sunnat Muakkada after them, we should read it after the Faraz namaz. Great, great virtues. Fortunate are those people who get the tawfiq and read it always. May Allah give us tawfiq.